At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Are you the Tragically Hip's ultimate super fan? Or do you know someone who just might be? Well, I'm on the hunt for the biggest hip fan out there. The one who's been there for every tour, knows every lyric, and maybe even has a lyric tattooed somewhere they're not legally allowed to show on Instagram. This is your chance to give them the recognition they deserve. Or hey, maybe it's time to finally recognize yourself. Nominate someone, or yourself, by commenting on our official contest posts on social media. We're looking for passion, stories, and fans who go above and beyond because The Hip was never just a band. It was, and still is, a way of fucking life. The fans with the most nominees will move on to the next round. Yes, there is a second round. But first, we need your help by surfacing the super fans. So scroll, tag, and celebrate the people who've made hip fandom their personality trait in the best possible way. Dude, there's a sash, there are prizes, there are bragging rights forever. But most of all, there's a chance to be part of something bigger than yourself. So please, nominate someone today.
A member of the DATC media family.
Previously on the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown.
Vish from Creative Control, what were your initial thoughts about Escape Is at Hand for the Traveling Man?
It stands out from their catalog in so many ways, and I'm not sure how to explain it, but I was in a post-hardcore zone as a drummer myself at the time that this album came out. The drums, there was just this thing going on at that point in sort of post-rock and underground pop music where the drumming, it's really hard for me to articulate. I'm not smart enough as a musician, but there's just something about that kind of drumming.
Hey, it's JD here, and welcome to the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown. It is my pleasure to be with you week over week, counting down the 40 essential songs by The Hip that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I simply tabulated the results using an abacus and a deep-fried deep fryer deep frying an abacus. How will your favorite songs fare in the rankings? You'll need to tune in every week to find out. So there's that. This week, I'm joined by TTH superfan, Brad from Buffalo. How the hell are you doing on this hip-tastic day, Brad from Buffalo?
I'm fantastic. I'm in Buffalo. We've got an MVP in the NFL coming our way.
Sure,
we've got a bunch of wins. I'm having a good day. I'm having a good day.
Yeah.
Big win yesterday for the Bills, and I'm excited.
Yeah. And in the context of this, we're recording this on December 16th. So I can't tell you when we're going to be listening to this, but
I might have that up. I'm sorry. We have a Super Bowl champion in the Bills.
Did not. They might be Super Bowl champions by the time you're listening to this. That's what I was going to say.
Yesterday or something.
Yeah. Well,
how are you, man?
I'm great. Yeah,
like
I'm
podcast.
Actually. Thanks.
I like your podcast a lot. It makes me very happy to listen to people who enjoy The Hip the way that I enjoy The Hip. I have a circle of friends who enjoy The Hip the way that I enjoy The Hip. And I've added you. This is the first time we've actually spoken, but we've emailed a bunch. And I've added you and your cronies as friends. You're a friend of mine. That's what this band does.
It really does, right?
I have friends in real life that I met and have grown close with because of our mutual adoration for Canadian music and The Hip in particular. So I'm happy to add you.
Thank you very much. I'm honored. Let's get right to this then. I'm excited to hear your hip origin story.
Love to share that. That's what attracted me. That's why I reached out to you, because I'd love to tell it. I went to school, went to college from 92 to 6 or 7, technically. Sorry. Took me 5 years. Sorry. About an hour from my house. And I didn't have a car at the time, but there was a guy I went to high school with, Derek. I'll give him a shout out. who had a car, and he would drive me back and forth to school, whether it was, you know, long weekends or Christmas break, Thanksgiving break, that kind of stuff. And I specifically remember where I was when I heard 50 Mission Cab for the first time.
Oh, fuck.
We were driving. We were not 10 minutes from my house. It's like an hour and 10 minute drive. But I heard that, and I had heard a couple other songs. I was familiar with New Orleans Is Sinking. I was familiar with Blowed High Dough. I was familiar with Courage, I think. But 50 Mission Cab was my, the one where I went, okay, I need to understand more about this band. Because it happens, you know, there are bands where you can hear them forever and never need to buy anything. You can just listen to classic rock radio and appreciate the Hollies, but you never need to buy anything by the Hollies because they're just going to be on the radio. But the whole story, I zoned in listening to 50 Mission Cab, and I had never heard of Bill Barocco, and I didn't know that story. And then I was like, well, now I if at the time we had Google and I had a phone, I would have been like, well, who is this guy? What's the story? Is this real? But instead, Gord told me a story about a guy who won a cup and then disappeared, and then they found him and they won a cup the same year. Like, what? So, you know, I've always been a big sports guy. And then add in, first of all, the song kicks ass. Like, the song is rocking me anyway. And then I've got this guy with a very distinct voice and perspective that's just giving me something I didn't know. And within, I don't know, 2 days, I bought the album fully, completely. And that was the beginning of everything for me with this band, that I spend hours listening to. I don't want to say daily, but, you know, 3 times a week, I'll spend 45 minutes to 3 hours with Gord in my ears
currently
now. So that's kind of where I started. I actually, going back before that, a year or two or something, the first I ever heard the name The Tragically Hip,
yeah,
I attended something called the Friendship Festival, which is a U.S. and Canada joint production. I don't know if it still exists, but it would be it was like a concert series and, you know, a merry-go-round or something, some kind of festival thing between Buffalo and Fort Erie. Fort Erie is right across the Peace Bridge from Buffalo, New York. And I attended a concert. I remember it was the Northern Pikes and Max Webster.
Wow.
And REO Speedwagon, for some reason, was there. And I remember Kevin Cronin at age, yeah, it seemed at the time 50. I'm 50 now, but he seemed pretty old, wearing red leather pants and still hitting all the notes. And it was awesome. And that was in Fort Erie. So we had to cross the border, and I went with my buddy Sean, and we went and parked at he had an aunt who lived in Fort Erie, and we went there and we parked before going to the show. And she was talking about, have you heard The Tragically Hip? And I think that's probably where I heard Blow It High Dough. So that was probably the first song I actually heard. But I thought their name sounded pretty lame. It didn't sound interesting to me. I'm a Guns N' Roses and Metallica and Public Enemy guy, you know?
Sure.
So I don't Tragically Hip. Ugh. But it was all right. I've come to change my mind on it being all right. The first I heard of them was then, and I meant to look up the date and find out when that was, but that's probably 91. And then hearing Fully Completely, or excuse me, 50 Mission Cab in the car led me to buy Fully Completely, and we were on the road to heaven.
So at that point, you're in real time. Like, you get Fully Completely in real time. So Day for Night, when it comes out, you're a fan at that point.
I got Day for Night the day it came out. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I've been in since then. I liked it. I like Day for Night. I listened to it yesterday again. There's so much there, man. Like, and there's something to be said for being a Buffalo guy because they were huge here, but you could drive an hour to Rochester. Like, they would play the arena where the Sabres play. in Buffalo and the next night play in a theater in Rochester, an hour from here. And then the next night they'd be in Albany and they'd play a club. And then they'd play in DC and play a club. And then I've got friends that saw them in Atlanta and there'd be, you know, 14 people there, but six of them would have Canadian flags. And it was just like, you can do this. You can see the Rolling Stones, essentially, of Canada at a little place where, you know, nobody's there. You can talk to them after the show. You can talk to them by the bus. You can do whatever you want. And like having that sort of
kills me that I didn't do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Having that sort of in is what made them really special to me. I'm practically Canadian. I've been there a lot. I traveled to, as a kid, we had a friend of the family that owned an island in Apsley, Ontario, at a lake called Jack's Lake, alternately titled Jack Lake. But either way, it's in Apsley. And we would go there for a week at a time and spend time on this island. And we would drive past Bob Cajun. There was a sign for Bob Cajun on the way to Apsley. So that song comes out and he talks about the stars revealing themselves one star at a time. I knew what that meant because I've been on a deck in a pit black lake in Ontario, a dock, I should have said, not deck, but on a dock, looking up and seeing that there are approximately a million times the number of stars compared to what I thought there were. And that is a childhood memory from the time I'm 5 years old until now, that has just been there for me. When I think of star, oh, it's a clear night. Like, this is not a clear night. It's not the same thing. I'm in Buffalo. I'm not in Apsley, where the stars, show up one at a time and then turns into millions. And so, like, that might be my best connection to them is I relate to Bob Cajun. I heard an episode of your show at some point recently where one or more of your guys didn't know exactly where Bob Cajun was, but you'd heard of it, or whatever it was. And I was like, ha ha, I got one on you. Because I feel this. This is how I'm Canadian by going there for a week every summer. And I saw the Bob Cajun sign and I saw the stars do the thing that Gord talked about. And, you know, he's forever, he's in my head. I feel related to Gord. And I'm not, obviously, but there's just something there. There's something so touching and so special. There's a picture of him on my screen up here. I'm staring at him and I miss him tremendously. But he I've never met him.
Here.
But he was a giant part of my life and continues to be.
Did you meet any of the guys at any point?
I think no, which is strange because I'm the guy, you might get this just from talking to me. I'm the guy that when I go see a band, I end up sticking around and going and talking to the band. I'm just that guy. And I do not recall ever. I don't know why it never happened because I've seen him 20 times probably live and it never worked out that way. I have many friends who have met him and them. But I did not. I never have. I take notes all the time about ideas I have for my podcast. And I recently wrote down, why haven't I talked to Rob Baker? I think I'm going to talk to Rob Baker. I think I'm going to find him. It doesn't have to be Rob. It could be Gord Sinclair. Whatever. It could be Paul. Probably not Johnny. I don't know. But I will. I will. No Gord, but I will speak with these people.
That's kind of a fun bucket list item.
I'm a clown, man. This is the stuff I do. I write down my ideas and I pursue some of them. We'll see how it goes.
Well, best of luck. Best of luck. I hope you do pursue them. Now, you were talking earlier about listening to Day for Night yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that your go-to at this point? Or
no.
And I know it probably changes month to month or even week to week.
Two nights ago, listened to three albums consecutively while working on a 1,000-piece puzzle with my 10-year-old. He doesn't know much of the hip, but I did World Container straight through And then I did Day for Night straight through. And then I did Fully Completely straight through. While he was there, he actually disappeared at some point during Fully Completely. He went to bed. It was like midnight. And I just kept working on the puzzle. But no, I don't know that I have a go-to. Honestly, if I have a go-to, it might be We Are the Same.
Oh, wow.
Which is...
I don't hear that very often.
I can't get enough of the Depression Suite. I just cannot. And I find some of that album a little bit tacky and weird. And then after watching that documentary on Amazon, I get it now why that doesn't feel completely right.
Right.
But I remember when that album came out, we have a music writer who was with the Buffalo News, and he was so good and just got it, named Jeff Myers. He still is very good and still gets it. He's just not at the news anymore. But I remember that album came out and he wrote that it was their best album. And I just...
Wild.
I talked to him afterward because I didn't understand how you could possibly listen to something and make that determination that quickly, especially with their body of work and how good they are slash were.
Good.
Yeah, but he was, it swayed me a little bit. I had heard it and thought it was interesting. And he told me it was the best, and I have a ton of respect for him. I've been to shows with him. We have a lot of similar taste in music. And I think that swayed me a little bit to listen to it as if, like, okay, this is somebody's favorite album. And then listen to it, go, oh, okay, maybe this is why. And I think that probably swayed me a little. But Depression Suite in particular is quite possibly, like, if I did one of these lists, if I did a top 40 countdown, it's top three. And it's the first one that comes to mind. I had my son, I have a 12-year-old son who's a psycho music guy. The two younger guys are sports guys, and he's just a music guy, guitar player, taught himself. He plays saxophone in school, but he's also piano and drums and all this stuff. He out of nowhere the other day asked me what my favorite hip song is. And I have told him, I tell all my kids, they love lists and rankings, and these are the three best receivers in the NFL, and these are the five best teams in baseball and this and that. They love ranking stuff. And I always try to tell them they don't have to do this. You don't have to pit one against the other. You can simultaneously think that the greatest song is 50 Mission Cap and also think that the greatest song is Bring the Noise by Public Enemy. Like, you can do that. You don't have to choose. But he asked, and my first answer was Depression Suite. And I said, or Locked in the Trunk of a Car. And then he said, I have my favorite hip song. And I'm not going to tell you what he said because we're going to talk about that song later. But my 12-year-old, out of nowhere a week ago, told me that the song we are going to discuss is his favorite hip song.
Wow. Kinda cool.
Yeah, well, should we
get into it?
No. Well, I don't know. You run the show, but I'm teasing. I'm a radio guy. I'm teasing. No. I'm telling you, this happened.
I think whenever
you want to get into it, we can get into it.
I think we should. We'll be right back after this.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, it's JD here, and let's take a quick pause. Just enough time for me to tip my hat to our pals at North Star Bets. They make this whole thing possible, folks. You know how the hip could make any room feel like home? Well, that's the vibe here, because North Star Bets is proudly Canadian. And check this out. They've got over 2,000 casino games, from top slots to live tables, that make you feel like you're calling the shots in Vegas without ever leaving Sudbury. And you want big money? Well, we're talking million-dollar progressive jackpots, Holmes. And if sports is your thing, their world-class sportsbook has you covered. Plus, and this is rare, they actually value their clients. Seriously, if you're going to throw down, do it with a crew that feels like home. North Star Bets. That's a win. Must be 19 plus and in Ontario. North Star Bets is licensed by iGaming Ontario. Please gamble responsibly.
Hey, this is Paul Langlois from the Tragical Hip saying hello. Now on with the countdown.
13.
It's bad luck.
Recommend measures for and in it. Lover, she simply slammed the door. She said, you're gonna miss me. Wait and you'll see. Fully and completely. Of the stars, ignorance said same of my father. Either it'll move me, or it'll move right through me, fully and completely.
Fully Completely is our song of the week, and this one is a real brain boiler, to borrow a term from Gord. Brad in Buffalo, what do you think of this song? And what did you think the first time you heard it? Or do you remember the first time you heard it?
I don't remember. I mean, I already told you I bought this album after hearing 50 Mission Cap, and I had heard
right.
A few of the songs. I had heard Looking for a Place to Happen. I had heard Courage. I had heard, maybe Locked in the Trunk of a Car, which might be my favorite hip song. Maybe. I don't know. It's up there. But this to me was, I'm not going to say filler on the album at first, but it was one of, you know, I knew five songs. I bought an album. I knew five songs, and this was the title track. So clearly it means something to them, which makes me think a little harder about it when I listen to it. But it never, I shouldn't say never. It took a while for it to be a standout to me.
Me too.
And there's a chance that this song encompasses everything about the Hip to me, because I have feared you asking me, what's he talking about in this song? I don't fucking know, dude. No. I don't know. I don't want to know. That's the beauty of it. I get a vibe from it. I get a feeling from it, but I don't know what it is or what it means. There's clearly like a breakup type of thing going on, but I don't get it. And I don't want to get it. That's art. That's what art is. I love thinking about Gord Downie. There's a quote from him at some point where they were asking about songwriting and performing. And he said, like, I think of myself mostly as a dancer. And it's like, yes, that I don't know what that means. And I love it. I love it so much because watching him on stage, he's an alien. There's just a different thing being funneled through him. It comes from up there. It goes down here. It comes out of him and goes right into me. And that's what it is. And I don't understand it. It's a godlike thing. I don't know. But for that reason, I don't want to know what a song is about. I don't ever want it explained to me. I don't want to hear what he was thinking when he wrote it necessarily. Now, if I do hear it, I'll be excited by that and it'll be fun. It'll be a new twist on it. But everything about that song, I think it's the perfect encapsulation of the band. I love that it's, first of all, the groove at the beginning is just perfect. And so I'm in on that. And then like their best songs, it builds to craziness. And by the end, he is ranting like a madman that I love, but don't fully understand. And the energy that comes from that is what moves me, you know, like that's the thing, or moves right through me either way. It's an exciting, and I asked my son, as I said earlier, he brought up, what's your favorite Hip song? And it was to ask me if my favorite Hip song was Fully Completely. That's what he was asking. And he told me that's his favorite. And I asked him why. And he said, I don't know. I just like it. And I think that's the right answer. So that's where I am on this song. I think it's everything that I want a band to be. It's everything that this band is. And it all happens in 3 minutes and 42 seconds or whatever it is.
Well put. I love it. Wrapping it up in a bow with the time like that. Yeah, this was a grower for me as well. I think I probably listened to the record 100 times before I like sort of got it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the light bulb went off and it's been one of my favorites ever since. It's top three on that record for me.
Yeah, it's with like We'll Go Two is there, which I didn't understand until one time I saw them and it was the last song they played.
Like,
oh, they've all gone. We'll go too. This is the end. And it's like, oh, okay. I see what this thing is doing. It's just there's not a miss on that entire album.
No.
But to have that as a title track, I know I said this already, but it tells you you should try. It tells you you should listen. It tells you you should pay attention. And it pays off in spades. Like you, the more you listen to it, the more you're going to like it, the more you're going to get it. And I still don't get it, but I don't want to get it. So it's perfect.
All right, Brad from Buffalo, I want to put you on the spot here.
Oh, no.
And I want you to make a prediction. What do you think the number one song on the countdown is going to be?
Whew. All right. It's going to be old. It's going to be from the first. Ooh, no, I just thought of Nautical Disaster. I think it's Nautical Disaster. I think it is. I'm bouncing around. I don't want it to be New Orleans Is Sinking. I love it, but it's a tired answer to me. It's fantastic. It's great. It's perfect every time you hear it. It's very catchy. You know, Blow It High Dough is in consideration, but if I'm thinking about what would they say? What would the Hip say? I love Locked in the Trunk of a Car. I love poets. But I think it's going to be old. I think it's going to be Nautical Disaster. I think that's my pick.
All right. I'm going to write you down for Nautical Disaster then.
All right.
We'll revisit this in end of September.
Wow. And you should going on for a long time.
You should. Yeah. This is going to go on until the 6th of October. On the 4th of October, we're going to do a big Tragically Hip themed party. So you should come up if you can. Yeah. You should come up for it if you can. Yeah.
I'm not out of town for University at Buffalo football. I'm in.
Awesome. It'd be great to tip a pint with you.
Will do.
That's what I've got for you today. I want to thank Brad from Buffalo for joining me. And it's been an absolute pleasure to do this for you all. There's no show if you're not listening and you're listening. So that's great. Thanks for stopping by. Pick up your shit.
Thanks for listening to the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown. To email us, send an email to tthtop40@gmail.com. We're social. Find us on all the socials at tthtop40.
Duvra. Podcasts and such.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.